It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're back at Golden Pond. The ducks are a little closer in over here. And there's a mallard, bright emerald head. They're so common, we take them for granted, but they're one of the most beautiful ducks, I think. Oh, it's a golden eye. The ducks we're looking at are called golden eyes because they've got a big white circle on the side of their head. They're one of my favorites.
Hi, you two.
Well, Steve, you often see more just sitting quietly.
We have a favorite bench where we sit and you face long speak. And while sitting here in the past half hour, we've seen a dozen potential nesting species. Eurasian collared doves singing, blue jays, had crows going by, and a giant first-year bald eagle flew right over the water just a few minutes ago. So we already have about a dozen potential breeding species here.
Oh, that was a great view of a golden eye. And it's wonderful to watch them dive because they sort of leap up a little bit and then dive down.
You can always tell the male common golden eye because he's very white. White on the flanks, white spot on the head, and then a bright golden eye. And you can see he's following the female. Well, he got lucky while you were gone.
Oh.
And then this mallard pair here were bobbing their heads up and down crazily, and this male got lucky too. And I think most of you know by now that duck sex is not very pretty. The males grab the female with their bills on the back of her neck and then jump on her, and that process drives her under the water. So while they're mating, she's actually unable to breathe. She's under the water. And I think you've also noticed that after they're finished mating, she makes a big thing of fluttering her wings and preening and telling the male she doesn't want that to happen again.
With mallards, sometimes you actually can see them engaging in gang rape. A lot of males will gang up on one female, and sometimes in jumping on her and pushing her under the water, they actually will drown her. They definitely pair up, so the gang rape is in addition to just the pair bonding. Maybe getting into anthropomorphizing a bit, but they certainly, a pair of mallards looks like they're friends. They tend to stick together and they look friendly. And so after the excitement of the mating season is over, they get down to business and the male actually helps raise the young. With a lot of little ones in between them, I like seeing that, yeah. So that's a point in their favor.
Here comes the male, the mallard part, you see. They seem to be getting along okay, but there's no more of the head bonding. I guess they're through for this morning.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists. ¶¶